good.
I'm good too.
This is Pam. This is Margaret. And thank you for tuning in with us. Thank you for listening and watching. And our topic for today, just Q&A. Like we mentioned last time that we're going to do Q&A. We didn't have much today, but we have
a few questions.
Which we love. I need more. So next time we can do more Q&A.
Yes.
All right, so... but before I think we're going to go into the questions, I want to let everyone know that we now have our Facebook group called The Mindset Bitches. And any questions that you can ask there, you can also ask on Messenger if you feel it's more private. Or we have our only email as well. So any question that you feel like you don't want to share with the world, you want to share with us only, you don't want us to mention names, or, you know, etc., you can go into our email. And our email is themindsetgals@gmail.com. Themindsetgals, G-A-L-S, at gmail.com. And besides the Facebook, the Messenger, and the Gmail, we also have a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Also called Mindset Bitches. Yes. So you can watch whatever we're recording for the podcast. We videotape it as well. So we upload on YouTube, and you can watch it there.
That's right. Yeah. So you can see us.
Yeah. Make funny faces.
Yeah. I laugh.
And so... for those of you who like to watch, go ahead and go on YouTube. If you like the videos, please subscribe and hit the bell note, the notification bell, I guess that's what it's called. So that way, whenever we have new videos, you get to notify.
You know they're there.
Yeah, you can watch it.
Exactly.
All right, so now we go into the questions. Question from Nikki. To work two jobs and still can't make ends meet. I feel like the harder I try, the worse it gets. How do I turn things around the way I want them to so I can have a better job, a better life for me and my son? In another word, how can I change my mindset? Okay. What was that? The way I can say is a lot of people have their fixed mindset that I can't do this, or in certain situation your door has been closed so you don't know how to get out of it, so you always think this is it, I can't do this, I can't make it, and you're always questioning yourself. But the question that you ask a lot of time is not open-minded question. For me, back then, one question I always ask every single day, how can I make this day better? The next day, the same question the third day. And once you have that open, okay, how? Then you find the way to figure it out, to find the day better. So in your term that you work two jobs and still can't make ends meet, sometimes it's in your mindset that you're not enough. Everything around you is not enough. I can't do this. You know? And so you have to change that. I can do this. I can do. Figure it out. Like writing an expression or expressive emotion. Write it down. How can I make how can I make my job better? Maybe you don't like the job. The job you stuck in, like Pam one time said, I did not like the job that I was in. Uh-huh. And when you're stuck in that job, your mindset was stuck into that. So one, maybe you should go look for another job. A job that you love, the job that you have passion about. That may help you to change it. And the money wise, a lot of time, yeah, I'm not enough.
You know, there's two types of mindset. There's a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. Yes. And so many times we get so stuck in our routine because it's comfortable. And we know it. I mean, there were times, and I was in a job, I was barely making ends meet. I hated it. I sat at a desk, you know, sometimes 15, 16 hours a day to make ends meet. I was working, you know, as much as I could to make ends meet, but I was comfortable. I knew what to do and I was good at it. So I stayed there and I didn't allow myself to think beyond or dream beyond that because I was just so stuck in my comfort zone. And it really came to just learning how to be uncomfortable, to finding something that will change your routine, that will eventually change your mind. Like, okay, so you take the same route to work every day. What if you change that and take a different route? That sounds like something very minor, but just getting unstuck from the way that you would normally go, or if you're really needing more money, needing a change because maybe you don't like your job and it's not providing for you, start going and finding like other things you could do. Okay, so maybe you're interested in art. Take an art class. Just do something different that gets you out of your comfort zone. And then eventually you start to have more confidence in yourself because life really begins on the other end of your comfort zone. I mean, you can't stay comfortable all the time if you're going to grow. So to have that growth mindset and to be able to go after something more for yourself, sometimes it takes just getting out of that fixed mindset and really start branching out and doing things that may make you a little uncomfortable. But in the long run, that's what's going to serve you to be able to get a healthier mindset.
Yeah, that and sometime joining the groups might help as well, because everyone has their own idea, has their own way of making the business.
Exactly.
So maybe you can find one that you're passionate about. You might, you know, there's a lot of people in the group, they can help you. And then they will, you know, one say a certain thing, and then the other say a certain thing, and you might find the ideas like, oh, I love to do that.
Yes.
I can start that. Maybe that's a start.
Yeah, find yourself a little side gig that you could do. I know for me, it was like before I started health coaching and I was doing the medical transcription, I found the program that changed my life. I was able to start health coaching, and of course that became my full-time career, and I was able to let go of that job. But like now, even though I'm health coaching, I have some other time available, so I'm out walking dogs in the afternoon, and that is so much fun. And it's just, it creates a little bit of extra fun money for me. So find something that maybe you're talented in or that you have interest in that that you could just kind of fill in a couple extra hours on the weekend or something to generate a little extra income for yourself. But like I said, it really takes getting out of that fixed mindset and feeling like you're stuck and going into a growth mindset. I'm going to go after things that light up my soul, and hopefully that will bring me closer to growing and then possibly a new career or making more money than you ever dreamed you could.
I know you say you have two jobs, but you still can't make ends meet. That doesn't mean what I'll be telling you that you quit your job right away.
Right, no. Exactly.
Just, you know, find more time to, you know, join a group like we said, or find something that besides the work time that you love to do.
Right.
Start from there. Don't quit your day job yet.
Right. It takes time.
Yes. And then another thing is that I know it's hard to step out of the comfort zone because it's the unknown.
Sure.
Oh, it's very scary.
It's very scary.
That. We've been there. But you have to start. If you don't start, you never can change.
And you know what? If you're too scared to start, do it anyway. Do it anyway.
Do it scared.
Because your life will change so much. I am not the same person I was a year and a half ago when I started health coaching. And I mean, the growth has been unreal, and I was scared to change. I was comfortable, but it was the best thing I ever did to get uncomfortable. So that would be my advice, is just really just get uncomfortable and just start thinking about other ways that you could generate some income or do things that would kind of cause you to grow.
And the mindset is very important. You have to always tell yourself that you can do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. And, you know, don't back up. Mm-hmm. You have to take one step. You can't. You never can go forward. Mm-hmm. So it's, I know it's difficult, but you have to have a willing to change, to move on, you know, to get out of comfort zone. And always tell yourself that you can do this. All right?
That brings me to another question that I had this week, not on here.
Okay.
But how do you stop self-sabotaging your thoughts about yourself? Mm. You know, the studies of our brain have concluded that the brain believes what you tell it the most.
Exactly.
Because the brain is like a computer. And so whatever you're telling it the most, your brain records. And that's what you keep playing over and over again. And sometimes it's not up to us what we're putting out in our brain. It's what we're letting other people put in our brain for us. Mm-hmm. And that's what sticks.
Yeah.
So what do you have to do to reprogram your brain? That's what, you know, that's what it's going to take to stop self-sabotaging yourself. So self-talk is the thing that people talk about, you know, that you really have to learn how to talk to yourself better, because you're going to believe exactly what you're telling yourself. So what I tell people, write down all the negative things you're hearing in your brain, because unless you get them out of your brain and onto paper, they're going to stay in there. So write them down. And then I want you to write all the things you believe that you are, so that you can see them and speak over them every day. The good things that maybe you haven't been told lately. I'm beautiful, I'm talented, I'm smart. You know, when I was, my kids were little, I homeschooled them. And it was kind of a time that people were like, well, you know, you're going to ruin your kids, you know. And for even though I felt in my heart of hearts that I was doing the right thing, I would let all these negative comments get in my mind. And someone who is very close to me, I finally put my kids in school, my oldest in ninth grade and my youngest in sixth grade. And someone very close to me made the comment, well, now I guess we'll see how good homeschooling was. And I'll never forget that comment, even though I felt like I had done a really good job. I'll never forget that comment. And so my kids ended up graduating from high school with high honors. Awesome. And they both have successful careers. One is a paramedic firefighter, and the other is a third grade school teacher. They both have bought their own homes a mile apart from each other. And so they have, and our relationship is so close. And I believe a lot of it was because of the time that we were together when they were growing up in the homeschooling. But, you know, so I had to, like, so instead of saying, I would, you know, hear it in my mind, you're a failure as a homeschooling mom, I have to say my kids are successful. You know, they've grown up to be great adults. And those are the things I want to concentrate on, so that I don't self-sabotage myself into thinking I'm a failure. So, you know, these, you have to write the positives down, speak over them every day, because that's what's going to reprogram your brain. I mean, that is what it's going to take. It's just reprogramming. Because our brain is like a computer. It's like a computer memory. And it's just storing everything. Get rid of the negative and reprogram it with the positive and speak it every day. And that's what's going to change your thought process.
Sometimes we just don't pay attention to our thoughts. Because mm-hmm. our thoughts keep jumping and jumping from one to another. And you don't, you might forget what you have thought about.
Right.
And so, like Pam said, write it down so you know, oh my God, those are what I was thinking.
Right.
You know?
You'll be surprised.
Yeah, you're surprised what you were thinking. Oh my goodness. But once you write it down, also read it over and over and over again so you actually can hear what you have thought. Then you write down what you want to change, how you want to turn that around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So if you don't do that, you cannot remember what you think. I can't remember what I ate earlier, so.
I need to eat. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. All right. driving. Hi, I am obese and I know I need to lose weight, but I have tried many lost weight programs, but none of them worked. Since Pam, you said you're a health coach, could you let me know how to get in the mindset to lose weight?
I sure can. Well, first of all, it takes a good program, and it takes somebody to be accountable to. So, you know, as a health coach, that's what I do. I help people do that. So, Harvey, I would love to talk to you if you could reach out to us in Messenger, and I will get that message, and I will reach out to you personally. So, you know, I look forward to that conversation with you. But, you know, one thing that I always tell people, you know, because people come to me, I failed at everything. I struggle. I don't know how to push through this feeling of feeling like I'm just going to be a failure again. And the thing that we always ask when we do their health assessment is, what is your why? Because if your why isn't strong enough, you will not, or if you don't even know what your why is, like, why am I doing this? Then you'll never be successful. You know, a lot of times we ask people on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest, where do you fall with how ready you are to make the lifestyle changes you're going to need to make to lose the weight you want to lose? And if they're anything less than an 8, we tell them, contact us when you're above an 8. Because if you're anything less than an 8, your mind's not ready. And if your mind's not ready, it won't matter what you do, you're not going to be successful. So we always tell people, what is your why? Your why has to be more than, oh, I want to fit into this dress in a week for a wedding. You know, it has to be more than that. It has to be, you know, I want to be around to see my grandchildren. I want to take them to Disney World. And, you know, I want to fly somewhere. And I've always been scared to because I don't fit in the plane seat. You know, there has to be a strong why. Why do you want to do this? Do you need to get off medications? Are you struggling with some sort of illness that you need to get healthier? Your why has to be strong. And you have to write your why down and put it somewhere where you see it every day. Because there's going to be days you're going to struggle. There's going to be days that you want to go back to old habits. Stress is going to happen. Things are going to happen in life. And if you're a stress eater, it's going to be so easy for you to go get back in that cabinet or that refrigerator and pull out something you're not supposed to eat. But if your why is written down and it's hanging on that refrigerator and you go to open that door and you read your why and your why is strong enough, you're going to keep that door shut.
Yep.
Or you're going to call your health coach and you're going to be, Pam, I need help. Talk me off the ledge. Believe me, I've done a lot of that. But I also want, you know, as you write it down, read over it, look at it every day. Just imagine, I want you to allow yourself to imagine what life's going to look like when you reach your goal. If your goal is to fly somewhere and fit in that plane seat, I want you to see yourself sitting in that plane seat. If you want to take your grandkids to Disney World, I want you to imagine walking around Disney World, keeping up with them. Because if you can imagine what your day is going to look like and what your life's going to look like, then think about it all the time. Speak over it like it's happened. You will reach your goals. I promise.
When you imagine you're going to Disneyland, put your emotion into it. How do you feel? You know, deep down in your core, how the greatness feels,
yes,
when you be able to,
yes,
go onto that airplane, get to the Disneyland or Disney World. So put the emotion in. That,
yes,
emotion will give you the boost to motivate you.
And not just how are you going to feel, but what's it going to smell like?
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to feel like? Is it going to be a nice, sunny, beautiful,
yeah,
day? You're above the clouds flying. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it. I want,
mm-hmm,
you to know everything that you can possibly do. And I guarantee you, if your why is strong enough and you can do that, you will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
You really will. But again, Harvey, I'd love to talk to you. So please reach out in Messenger and I will shoot you a message back and we can talk.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I think
that
was what we had that came in.
Yes. Do you have any more?
Nope, that was it.
That was it?
That was it.
Alrighty, that's it for us for today.
Well,
thank you again for tuning in. We need more questions, of course. Facebook page, The Mindset Bitches. I just love that name. And Messenger, our email is themindsetgals@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. upload on YouTube. And so go and subscribe on our YouTube channel.
Yes. All right. Yes.
And once again, thank you very much. And
we'll talk to you next week.